We blew through our allotted 6 books each so quickly. Our family understands the importance of literacy, curriculum extension, and access to a broad dashboard of reading material for the advancement of learning. My parents made these things a priority, and they passed them on to me with the aid of the Taney Hills Community Library. The Crocketts are excited to join the families of Taney County as we willingly assist this campaign to establish the library district. Next, let's consider some limitations of the current Taney Hills Library. All members of the community should benefit from the library. If there is a barrier to access, such as having to pay for a library card or only offering programs for some of the age groups in the community, then the library does not fulfill its true duty to the community. With tax funding, this barrier would be eliminated, and the library would become accessible for all members of the community. Students barely use the Taney Hills Community Library as a gathering place. With improved funding, the library could become a viable option for all student age ranges. At some point, our family had literally reached a place where we felt we had run out of material based on what we were allowed to read, our reading level, etc. Avid readers and community members require a broad selection of materials and resources. We can see what great things were done with, say, the Stanley and Elaine Ball Grant for the children's section. The bottom line is this. To be the best library it can be, the Taney Hills Community Library needs secure, reliable, and steady funding from its willing taxpayers. My family has spoken to countless members in our community, and we are not alone. What is our vision for the future of the Taney Hills Library and its impact on the community? I see the establishment of a Taney County Library District as an incredible asset to the community. Citizens of Taney County communities pay taxes for many things, and a library is certainly something worth paying taxes for. A beautiful, resourceful library is something a community can take pride in. When people consider Taney County as a home, they want to know that an opportunistic library is something they can count on. By opportunistic, I mean libraries that provide access to a broader range of services and programs. Taney Hills Community Library is currently not an opportunistic library, at least not yet. By getting this action on the ballot and securing tax money, the library could have meeting rooms, conference rooms, improved technology, as Mr. Vanderpool has already said, far more material to check out and circulate, the ability to partner with neighboring libraries to share resources for community involvement, and so much more. To make Taney Hills Community Library the beacon of our community we all want it to be, we must get its tax funding back on the ballot. A library is the community's hub. Let's make it a great one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Campbell, Oak Bluff Road, Branson. I did not think I'd be up here, so this may not be too articulate, but I have a unique perspective. 5 or 6 years ago, I spent 7 weeks following the Missouri River by car from very start to very finish. The following year, I went back, took my wife, did some programs, and many of those programs were in small public libraries. I had my perspective of a community library completely changed. It was amazing to me the synergy. Well, let me put it another way. The effect that the library had on the community and the synergy that it was between the community and the library for the good of everyone. I was just amazed, and I am so amazed and ashamed that Taney County does not have that kind of access. Some of the libraries I was in along the river were far smaller than these, than ours now, and it was making a tremendous effect on the community. The people of the community, yes, but the people of the community form a community in general, and it was amazing to me the synergy between the community and the library. We're missing a big opportunity if we don't move forward with that.
Anyone else? Marcia Skimper Carlock. I live at 113 Winged Foot Drive in Branson, and I also get to be what I call the part-time library director of the Taney Hills Library. And that usually brings a good laugh when we say part-time. I would like to thank you for entertaining this opportunity for us. What it really allows us to do is to become a certified library in the state of Missouri. And that's a big deal, because once we become tax-supported at the level mentioned in the statutes and above, that opens a whole opportunity of doors that currently are closed to us, whether it be library state aid, whether it be federal library funds. And the opportunity that I'm really paying a lot of attention to lately is a bill that's in Congress called Build America's Library Act. And with that, that specifically allows for federal funds to be controlled by state libraries, and that allows the building and the improvement of infrastructure for libraries in underserved communities. And that looks like a huge opportunity for us to take advantage of. And once we become tax-supported, that opens that huge door for us. Thank you for entertaining this opportunity. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Anyone else?
You guys have any comments or discussion?
For total clarification, and I appreciate Mr. Logan's speech, very good, but total clarification is all the citizens of Taney County, what has been proposed to us is the Branson and Hollister School District. So it would be the Branson and Hollister, those that lived in the Branson and Hollister School District, that would be paying the tax and that would have use for the library, correct me if I misstated, would have total use for the library. If anyone else wanted to be on it, they would get a membership that they would pay for. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And the board would set that amount, the county library board does
that. And after the board is appointed, I'm sure your attorney has explained to you the requirements of the board and the all activities of it are public?
Yes. I talked to some people about it, that the board would immediately come under the Sunshine Law and under the Missouri Ethics Commission regulations. And at the same time, it will not have any state funding or any tax support, yet it will have to operate under those strictures for that, and we have some operational procedural things to work out, such as some sort of an agreement with the Taney Hills Library. It's how to define the relationship. If their assets are going to be transferred or not. We have to figure out how to get funding to do the architectural type of planning and library design in order to have something to present to the taxpayers. And we understand that the county's not paying for that. And so we're looking for support for that. So we'll be a situation of a government agency that is relying on private funding for its initial steps. And it's a hard thing. But we will be complying. One of the things that would be helpful, and it wouldn't be expensive for the county, would be to have a web domain and email server on the county's equipment so that each of the board members has an email address that's just for their county library district business. And so they aren't using their personal devices to communicate. So if we have a Sunshine Law request for our communication, it's all in one place. And it benefits from the backups and things that you all do. So some help that way would be greatly appreciated. And we've got a lot of steps to work through. And I'm donating my time, and I'll do my best to make the library board comply with the state law so that it's never any embarrassment to the county. So that's what I will pledge and commit, and hope that we can get some kinds of support from you that may not be money, but some other county resources like a server, a little space on your server.
This is something I guess would need to, well, you would be acting as the attorney there. If the board were appointed, and like you say, it's under the Sunshine Law request, are they held to the same, the majority of the members, if they're going to discuss, it must be agendized.
Absolutely.
And so forth?
Just the same as you are.
That'd be a question, just as one commissioner, that I would say we'd have to put to our attorney when you talk about having county emails and so forth, and then if you have Sunshine request, what liability the county would have if the members did not adhere to it.
These are things to talk about, but I'm looking for ways that county resources could be available because we're in a bootstrap situation with no money, but looking to cooperate and wanting to assure you that we will conduct ourselves as a responsible government.
Well, first we have to establish it.
What?
First we have to establish it.
Right.
And that's what we're here for today.
Absolutely.
If we're going to or not. So, any other comments or discussion? Move to approve the order in front of us establishing a Taney County, Missouri Library District and forming a library subdistrict as presented.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Times that I got in trouble with Mr. Newell, I'm about to get on to him.
Thank
you so
much. Thank you. Discussion of tablets for the Planning Commission.
Morning, Commission. I was approached by two separate Planning Commission members at separate times about the possibility of getting tablets instead of having paper packets. So I said, well, I'll just explore it. Ran it by the members of the BOA and the Planning Commission, and about 80% of them were really gung-ho, thought it's a good idea. So I talked to Joe Blackerby. He found this Lenovo ThinkPad just as an initial search and got presented on the agenda to come talk to you about it today. So
how many of the board members would actually use it?
80%, probably all the planning except one, maybe two. And I think all the BOA would use it. So we'd possibly have a couple that wouldn't. I mean, they'd use it here. It's a matter of email.